Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Hello, everyone. Our guest today wrote a book called How to Love Your Kids More Than You Hate Your Ex. She's going to discuss with us some tips and advice on how people who are working to make relationships transition stay positive and make sure that their children feel loved. Welcome, Helen Freed, to the program.
Thank you, Erica. I appreciate the opportunity to give a voice to the voice of victims of divorce, which are our children. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, what tips or advice can you give people that are in the middle of this right now and changing that family dynamic?
Well, you know, one of the main things, sadly, I mean, you don't get divorced because you're in love. You get divorced mm-hmm. because the marriage is broken and somewhere along the line, you know, it ended. And sometimes, more times than not, there's a lot of pain and anger involved. And you're so busy dealing with it within yourselves as the husband and wife that you forget that the kids are involved. And what my main advice would be for parents out there would be to listen to your children, listen to what they have to say, validate their feelings.
Right.
Because we're so consumed with our own adult lives, we don't really consider theirs that important. Oh, they're just kids. They'll get over mm-hmm. this. They'll snap out of it. Who doesn't get divorced? I'm not saying that personally right. on a personal level, but in their mind, they're thinking, well, you know, I know more people that are divorced that aren't divorced. So, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. their kids are fine and, you know, their kids are surviving. But you
yeah, but that's,
that
but that's kind of like we don't see what goes on behind the scenes, and it's become so normalized for this to be the case these days that not every child responds in the same way, and every child should be given the opportunity to kind of speak their truth and how they're taking this transition.
Absolutely, to speak their pain. And those of us that are parents and you have more than one child, you know that each child is different. Like one child can go through the mountains and be perfect, and the other child's like, oh my gosh, my compass right. isn't working. I can't, oh my God, I have to eat what? And so you have a survivor, and a lot of times you have the ones mm-hmm. that are going to need a little more nurturing. And those are the ones that I think get lost more in the cracks. And it's mm-hmm. because they need that. They totally need the parents to have that open line of communication with them and make them feel not so afraid. Make them right. know that, like, it'll be okay, and they have a voice in the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
And for our listeners out there that are going through this kind of change in their lives, what are the red flags they could look for with children that may be having a difficult time with this?
Oh, the withdrawal. I know it's so cliche again, but that's not A. It's withdrawal. They're changing their way, their friends. They're mm-hmm. angry. Their grades in school. Those are the red flags that so many times the parents aren't even noticing because they're so busy dealing with their own issues.
Mm-hmm, issues.
And then a lot of times, even with divorce, you know, you have either, and my book is gender free. I wrote it for dads and moms. I'm not here. I will never bash your mom or bash mm-hmm. your dad. It's the hardest thing to be in this world is to be a parent. And I, you know, I don't have the easy answers. I mean, if I did, I you know, you'd find me on mm-hmm. top of a mountain somewhere. Right. But what I'm trying to say is that if your children are suffering, you need to be there for them. And you can't be selfish and trying to say, oh, now I'm divorced, it's time for me, and you forget your right. kids. And that's what's happening.
Isn't there something, though, like that parents can do to kind of heal their own pain so that they could be more present for their children?
I'm a believer in networking with other people that are going through
okay.
the same heartache. I do
that's
believe
great
that.
Advice.
I feel like there's power in numbers. And if there's somebody that's going through the same journey and heartache as you,
sure.
you know, and that I founded a support group, and I would meet monthly and hence which made me even want to write the book because everyone had the same stories. They had the same pain and the same heartache. And you know, you left that meeting healthier. You left that meeting happier. You left that meeting with less doubt. And I think that's an important thing to leave, with parents that are going through divorce, speak with other parents or find mm-hmm. a therapist that you find that, it will help you get through it and just your priority should put your kids first if you are getting divorced and you are a parent with children, right. Definitely.
Right. I mean, and there's so much pain across the board with everybody that is going through something that expires. But at the same time, I think that there's a lot of hope to know that you could move forward and you could create a new life and these children could have healthy lives where they flourish in different ways if they, you know, that they may not have if these parents stay together.
You know what? Absolutely. And I think there was like this whole, I don't know if there was on social media this past week about the dad that grabbed the stepdad to walk the daughter down the aisle. I don't know if you see that. It was like all over. It was like everywhere. And it seriously brought tears to my eyes because that's the epitome of what selfless parenting should be. Where like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter that who is with who did what, who didn't do what. You know what? You get to walk this, my baby down the aisle too because you were a big part of her life. And how selfless was that? And what a message. Obviously it was resonated because it went viral. So something like it's obviously powerful and it resonated because so many people deal with that where they don't have that opportunity to love both, to feel guilty for kids, feel guilty to love two to different people other than their biological parents.
Right. And there's so many integrated families out there. That it's been beautiful to see how you could have half siblings, step siblings, step parents, and everybody still get along. There's some really great people out there that are an example to show how families can, you know, flourish like this.
And there are, and you're absolutely right. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It can be a very positive experience. It can be where you do have a blended family where it's positive. You have step siblings and life is good and it works forward and it's a healthy environment. But it takes a village to make that happen and it takes the families, it takes step families. It takes stop bad mouthing your ex. And I mean, it's really that simple. And unfortunately, we don't take it as such, but it's that simple. You know what? Bite your tongue. It's just bite your tongue and think about what you're going to say and comes out of your mouth, how it's going to affect your child in their future. And, you know, you're so powerful.
It's really about parents being aware.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're so powerful as parents. I mean, we are so powerful. And I don't even think a lot of us realize how powerful we are. And we need to be more aware. And like you were saying, it's so important that we can give our children, especially within divorce, the opportunity of being happy and not being guilty of enjoying the life of with their blended family. And because then, you know, you have a dad or a mom. Sometimes one doesn't move on the same time as the other one. And then you have someone who's bitter and angry. And every time the child has to go to another home, they're miserable or they're feeling guilty. And you know, it's just so much to put on their plate because they're dealing with so many other issues, especially nowadays with, you know, teenagers, middle school, elementary school. I mean, life is hard for kids now, this generation. I'm old. I can say that because my generation was difficult, but not what they have now, you know.
It's so multi-layered, this topic.
I think
the message that you're giving is across the board, have this kind of emotional openness with your children, allow them to speak their truth and really get to the heart of what they're feeling and not shame them for it.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. Just keep the avenue of communications open and just hear what they have to say. And don't read from your manifesto. Listen to what they have to say.
Right, exactly. Because sometimes we project our pain onto other people.
That's it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so people should find, obviously, support in their networks and within their communities. And how could people find you?
They can find me. Actually, my book is Amazon.com. It's in Barnes & Noble, in your local bookstores. Again, you can find me. I have a Facebook page of How to Love Your Kids More Than You Hate Your Ex. I'm on Twitter as well, Helen_Freed.
Thank you, Helen. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for listening and stay well.